been a very different year, I suppose, really, with the new rules and even the county final here in O'Donnell Park. Everything just seemed a bit different, you know, and there was a lot of stuff to adapt to, and we obviously took a long time to kind of adapt to the new rules, and we had a lot of new play, you know, county players coming back in and things like that. And overall, hey, today was just we're just delighted to get over the line. Like, we knew how good Guido were, and we knew how controlled and, you know, their good game plan they had, but I suppose we just had the never say die attitude, and we've, I think, probably four players, maybe young players that didn't play last year, that came in and just showed a kind of a freedom to go at it, like, and even Shea kicking the two-pointer at the end ordinary time to level it, like, you know, just a bit of rawness, hey, to get us over the line, you know, and taking shots like that on, it's just brilliant, really, you know, and we're just delighted to, you know, to get it this year.
I suppose you've been here at County Final Day a number of times down through your career. You're playing for Nick Fallon since you were 16 years of age. You look at young Max Campbell, Finbar Rorty. You just touched on them young fellas. How much of importance has it been to get new players through, Nick Connell?
Ah, well, listen, it's all the difference, really. Do you know, like, you have to keep moving forward. And thankfully, the club has bred exceptional young players there. Like the boys you've mentioned in the last number of years, and them coming in has given the whole thing a huge lift. Like, and you know, even competition for places is serious. And those boys on the bench, like, that they only got a lot of minutes here and there, boys that are going well at training. And you know, I suppose that is what it's all about, and giving the management headaches. And I think it was our strength and depth probably done it for us today.
You really pushed on in that, I suppose, the second half of extra time, and you know, he's went about 6 points up to the good, and really Guido had to come back fighting. And when you get that lead, suppose you can't really rest on your laurels there at that stage.
No, well, that's it. Like, it was a case, you know, with the new rules, we've seen it all weekend. Teams 7, 8, 9 points up, and the next thing it's down to one. Like, so we kind of knew that, and we tried our best to try and control the game and, you know, let the clock tick down, because we knew they had to come out and play. And listen, they came back and they kept coming, and even if that wanted to go over at the end there, it was back to level again, so we would have been out for another day. But no, thankfully we just about held on, and we got over the line.
Back-to-back titles today here in Donegal, some feat, Leo.
Ah, no, it is good. Now, and again, it just shows probably the strength and depth we have, like, you know, with both teams, and even for Guido, we've been in both finals. It just shows probably the amount of players and, like, you know, players between 20 and 40, even nearly everybody's playing football in Glenties, and you know, it's a way of life, really, and it's everyone enjoys it, and they come down and drive each other on with a good competitive style. So we're there anyway.